听力课堂，听 class.com。
When you meet a friend,
hello there, friend.
Here's what to say.
What do I say?
Let's talk in English with someone every day. Let's talk in English with someone every day.
That's the way.
Amy, Jack, and Pam are talking about their grandmothers. Amy's grandmother is humorous and childlike. She has lots of grandchildren, too. The oldest one is 40, and the youngest is still in senior high school. Jack's Nai-Nai is generous and helpful. And best of all,She's a great cook.
Hi, friends. My name is Andrea. Let's get ready for today's lesson. We have some key words to talk about. One of them is humorous. Humorous. Now, if a person is humorous, that means they like to laugh. If you're talking to a humorous person, maybe the person is being funny. You laugh as you talk together.So you can use humorous to talk about a person. You can also use humorous to talk about other things. For example, the movie was humorous. I laughed a lot. Or Kenny tells many humorous stories. Another key word is childlike. Now, if a person is childlike, that means they like to have the joy that a child has.Now, being childlike can be a good thing, but it can also be a bad thing. If you're childlike and you act like a child in a way that people don't like, well, then it's not so good. But if you're childlike and you just enjoy life, you like to laugh and learn new things, well, then it can be a good thing. We have another number here as a keyword. It is 40. 40. 40.40 is a number. There are 40 people in Kenny's family. Do you know someone who is 40 years old? Now, friends, remember, just like the keyword 80, when you say 40, you want to say the 4, the first part of the word, with a bit more strength, a little stronger, okay? 40. Good job! Senior high school.Maybe some of you are in senior high school. You go to senior high school after junior high school. If you are a senior high school student, I'm sure you are working very hard. Keep up the good work. Generous is also a key word. When someone is generous, they give a lot.A generous person can give a lot of money to other people. A generous person is also generous with their time. They like to help other people. Well, friends, we have more to learn. I hope you're ready. Let's go to the mall.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk in English at the Mall. I'm glad you're here today. My name is Emma.And we're talking about planning a party for Grandma. And that's a good idea because we love our grandmas, don't we? They're so kind and so much fun. Grandmothers are great. Well, before we start today's lesson, I want you to look for something. The answer to the find it question. And here's the question.What does Pam call her grandmother? What does Pam call her grandmother? You look for the answer to that question while we all watch today's lesson. Are you ready? Okay. Oh, wait. First, let's get some information from the information desk.
Welcome to the information desk. I'm Christina. 你通常是怎么称呼你的 grandmother? 有些人会叫奶奶、婆婆、 Granny, Nana 等等。等一下来听听看 Pam 对她自己的 grandmother 有什么特别的称呼。Now let's begin with some key words. Humorous, 有幽默感的 humorous. I think girls like to talk to humorous guys. Childlike, 孩子般的天真单纯 childlike. Lisa 天真单纯的相信别人。She has a childlike trust in other people. 40, 四十 40. 例如 Thomas 四十岁就退休了。He retired when he was 40 years old. Senior high school, 高中 senior high school. Mr. Lee teaches at a senior high school. Generous, 慷慨的宽厚的 generous.Doris is a very generous person. 她是个愿意分享的人。All right, let's go visit our friends at the Jungle Cafe.
Conversation A.
We are talking about grandparents, and now I miss my grandmother.
What's your grandmother like, Amy?
She's energetic and humorous. She tells funny stories, and she is childlike, too.
How is she childlike?
When I was little, she played games with me, and she gave me candy when my parents weren't looking.
That's funny.
How many grandchildren does she have?
A lot.
Hello, friends. My name is Tom, and Amy is here with me. Now, in this conversation, Pam, Amy, and Jack are in the Jungle Cafe. Jack has an interesting question. What's your grandmother like? Well, Amy, what is your grandmother like?
My grandmother is very energetic. Mm-hmm. That means she's full of energy. And my grandmother is also so humorous.And that is our first key word, humorous.
Humorous.
Humorous. When you are humorous, that means you are funny. And my grandmother is very funny. She tells funny stories. She is humorous.
She sounds humorous. She sounds like she likes to tell funny stories or maybe tell jokes. If you are humorous, maybe you like to tell jokes.Well, friends, let's use this key word humorous in a sentence. You're really humorous. But, you know, right now it's time to be serious. Stop being so humorous.
No, Tom, you are humorous. It's okay to be funny. Now let's try this next key word. My grandmother is humorous, but she is also childlike. Childlike.
Childlike.
She is childlike. That means she is like a child. She likes to have fun like a child. She enjoys life just like a child.
That's right. How are children? If you are childlike, you are like a child in many ways. But maybe you're not childish. Childlike is a good thing.But if you're childish, that means you are like a child in bad ways. Maybe you like to complain a lot. Maybe you do different things that children do that are bad. That's childish. But if you are childlike, maybe you don't worry too much. You are like a child.
Well, good job, friends. Let's review our first key word. Humorous. Humorous. Dan is always joking. He's a humorous guy.
Dan sounds like a pretty funny guy. The next key word is childlike. Childlike. Martha is an old woman, but she is childlike in many ways. It's good to be childlike. Let's go now to conversation B.
Conversation B.
More than a dozen?
No, she has 10. The oldest grandchild is 40. The youngest one is in senior high school.
That's a big range.
Tell us about your grandmother, Jack.
My Nainai is the best.
Your what?
Nainai. That's what we call my father's mother.
What do you call your mother's mother?
We call her Waipo.
Oh, okay.
Wow, I am learning a lot about Amy's family, and I'm also getting a little Chinese lesson here, too. We find out that Amy's grandma has 10 grandchildren. The oldest grandchild is 40. The youngest one is in senior high school. Well, friends, we have two key words here. The first key word is 40.
40.
40. Friends, just like the word 80 that you learned the other day, 40 is a number. It can be a number or an age. Now, Amy, I have a question for you. Do you have 40 pairs of shoes yet?
Maybe. I think I might have 40 pairs of shoes.
Yes, Amy has at least 40 pairs of shoes, but we know she wants 80 pairs. Now, you know that 40 is a number, but it can also be an age. Amy, do you know anybody who is 40 years old?
I do. My cousin is 40, and my youngest cousin is in senior high school. And that is our key word, senior high school.
Senior high school.
Senior high school. Let's use it in a sentence. I am in senior high school right now. Next year, I hope to go to university.
That's true. If you are in senior high school, you probably hope to go to university one day. You can use it like this, too. I remember senior high school. It was very fun, but it was also a lot of work. Well, also in this conversation, Jack says, we call my father's mother Nai Nai and our mother's mother Waipo. Why is this?
Well, in Chinese culture, we have different names for relatives in Chinese. In English, we say grandmother or grandma for both mother's mother and father's mother. But in Chinese, they're different.
They're different. Nai Nai or Waipo. Well, friends, let's review our key words today. The first one is 40. 40. When I was born, my dad was 40 years old.
Senior high school. Senior high school. Kenny is 16 years old. He is a student in senior high school. Well, good job, friends. Let's go to conversation C.
Conversation C.
What do you call your grandmother, Pam?
We call her Meemaw. My oldest cousin gave my grandmother that name.
So, Jack, why is your Nainai the best?
She's generous and helpful. She's always so kind. Best of all, she is an amazing cook.
Can I have her phone number?
Why?
Maybe your grandmother can cook for my grandmother's birthday party.
Well, friends, in this conversation, you did something special. That's right. I know that you found it. The find it question today is, what does Pam call her grandmother?
What does Pam call her grandmother? She calls her Meemaw.
Meemaw. Meemaw? What does that mean?
It's a special name for her grandmother.
Okay, so I guess they used to call her grandma or meemaw. Oh, maybe when they were younger and they could not say grandma, they could say meemaw. It sounds kind of like grandma.
That's true.
That might be it. Well, friends, Amy, you said something interesting here. You said, Jack, why is your Nai-Nai the best? Well, why is his Nai-Nai the best?
Well, Jack says, my Nai-Nai is the best because she is generous. Generous. That's our key word. Generous.
Generous.
Generous. When you are generous, you like to give. You like to share with others. Let's try it in a sentence. Uncle Jim is so generous, he always takes us to really expensive restaurants.
Uncle Jim sounds like a really nice guy. Oh, let's try this word in another keyword sentence. That woman is very generous. She doesn't have a lot of money, but she still loves to buy things for other people.
That's so nice.
Mm-hmm.
Now, friends, are you generous? Do you like to share and give things to people?
That's a good question, Amy. Are you generous? Or are you a generous person? It's good to be generous, or to try to be generous. Well, say this word again with us. Let's review it right now. Generous. Generous. Doris is a generous person. She often spends time and money on others. Thank you, Doris. Well, friends, now it's time for us to take a break. But Let's Talk in English will be here when you get back. See you soon.
Hello, welcome back to the Information Desk. 刚才在 Jungle Cafe, 我们看到 Jack, Pam, and Amy 三个人在聊天。他们聊的是自己的祖父祖母。聊着聊着 ,Amy 都开始想念自己的祖母了。她说 ,We are talking about grandparents, and now I miss my grandmother. 所以连昨天学过的 grandchildren, 我们已经知道孙子辈称为 grandchildren, 而祖父母辈也是加 grand, 变成 grandparents。那么如果是再往上一代讲的是曾祖母呢，如果是曾祖母，就是要在 grandmother 前面再加一个 great, G-R-E-A-T. 所以以此类推，曾孙也是加 great, 就变成 great grandchildren, great grandchildren. 再加上了一个 great, 这样记得了吗？ Amy 讲到自己的 grandma, 说她很会讲故事哦，而且都很好笑。She tells funny stories.在英文字里表示说的这个动词还真的不少，所以该怎么用呢？可能需要留意一下。像是讲故事就是 tell stories， tell 比较是用在告诉对方一件事或者是说一个故事的时候， speak 则多半是说某一种语言的时候会用到，比如说 speak English 或者是 speak 5 languages， 说五种语言。还有 say 多半指某个人讲的话，比如说他明天会来， he says he'll come tomorrow。 最后还有一个 talk 比较多用的是在描述两个人之间彼此的交谈讨论的情况，比如 let's talk about your summer plans。 我们一共讲了四个相似的动词， tell, speak, say, and talk，你都弄清楚了吗？讲到 grandmother， Jack 说他们都叫爸爸的妈妈奶奶。That's what we call our father's mother. 注意到这个句子的结构，后半句 what we call my father's mother 是前面 that is 的受词。我们来练习一下造句。That's what you want. 那是你想要的。That's what they made. 那是他们做的。That is, 如果讲的是一个地方的话，就要用 where。比如说，那是你想去的地方，就是 That's where you want to go. That's where they bought the CD. 那如果 that is 讲的是时间，那就要用 when。比如说，那是你正在加拿大旅游的时候。That's when you were traveling in Canada. Okay, that's all for today. 谢谢你们今天来到 Information Desk. I'll see you tomorrow.
Song time.
What's the best way to get around? Why not try the underground? The underground's the way for me. I like to ride the MRT. The underground's the way for me. I like to ride the MRT.Don't have to park my car. Takes me quickly near and far. The underground's the way for me. I like to ride the MRT. The underground's the way for me. I like to ride the MRT.Many places you can go. No red lights to make it slow. The underground's the way for me. I like to ride the MRT. The underground's the way for me. I like to ride the MRT.
I have a small family.
I have a small family.
我们是个小家庭。
I have a small family.
Do you have any brothers?
No, I have a small family.
Do you have any sisters?
No, I have a small family.
Any pets? Cats? Dogs? Fish?
No.I have a small family.
Huh. Well, where do you live?
In a small house.
I have a small family.
I have a small family.
我们是个小家庭。
奶奶、外婆、Granny、Meemaw, these are all different names that people use to call their grandmothers. Well, today our friends talked about their grandmothers, and now it's your turn. We have our question of the day. What is your grandmother like? Tell a friend about her. What is your grandmother like?Tell a friend about her. Well, Ojai, what is your grandmother like?
Oh, what is my grandma like? Well, Meemaw Monkey is very nice, and she's cute, too. She has purple hair and big ears, and she's very, very beautiful like me.
Well, I hope I can meet her someday. That would be great. Well, friends, thanks for joining us today. Be sure to practice this question with someone today. And make sure you come back again and visit us soon, right here at the mall. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye. Does your grandma have big ears, too?